Jayaratapadova Kunjabihari. Gopi Janapalapa Iribado Dhaguri. Gopi Janapalapa Iribado Dhaguri. Yasuna nanana braja jananjana Yasuna nanana braja jananjana Yamuna tera panachari Yamuna Tera Vanachati Jayo Radha Madhuva Kunjabihari Jayo Radha Madhuva Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balava Kiribarathati Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhati Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Nandamuna Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Manachari Yamuna Tera Manachari Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Othutena Sitashi Shimahad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananara Matuvananda Gosami Maharishila Prabhupad Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad Jai Nandakoti Vaishnav Vrindaki Jai Namacharya Siddharidas Thakur Jai Friends, say, Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sidwaita Gadadha, Sivasiddhi Gaur, Bhakta Vrindaki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopinath, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Mathuradam Ki Jai, Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Shrimati Lasi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimati Bhaktivinanta Swamini Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani. Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 39th Chapter, Text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Acha dhruvam tatra dhrisho vavishyate darsha bhojandakha rishne satvatam mahotsava shri ramanam Gunaspradam Drakshante Ye Jadwani Devaki Sutam Ajadruvam Tatra Drishova Vishyate Dasharabo Jandak Vishni Satvatam Mahotsava Sri Ramadham Gunaspadam Drachanti Yei Chodvani Devaki Sutam Adyadurvam Tatra Dushova Vishyate Dasharabho Jandaka Vishni Satvatam Mahotsava Sri Ramanam Gunaspadam Drachanti Yechadmani Devaki Sutam Ajadravam Tatra Dushova Vishyate Sharabho Jandaka Vishni Satvatam Mahotsava Sri Ramanam Gunaspadam Drachanti Yei Chodvani Devaki Sutam Chadvani Devaki Sutam Jaduram Tatra Dushodra Tishite Haragam Jandaka Vishni Satvatam Savasuram Vashanti Chadvani Devaki Sutam Vam Tatra Grisho Vavishyate Vam Utsava Sri Ramana Gunaspadam. Prashantiye Chadvane Devaki Sudam. All right. Adya. Today. Dhruvam. Certainly. Tatra. There. Drishaha. For the eyes. Bhavishyate. There will be. The Shara Bhoja Andaka Vrishni Sattvatam. Of the members of the Dasharha, Bhoja Andaka, Vrishni and Sattvata clans. Maha Utsavaha, a great festivity. Shri, of the Goddess of Fortune. Ramanam, the darling. Guna, of all transcendental qualities. Aspadam, the reservoir. Thrachyanti, they will see. Yay, those who. Cha, also. Advani, on the road. Devaki Sutam, Krishna, the son of Devaki. So, translation, when the Dasharhas, Bhojas, Andakas, Vishnis, and Sattvatas see the son of Devaki and Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as will all those who see him traveling along the road to the city. After all, he is the darling of the Goddess of Fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. So, you can repeat, when the Dasharhas, Bhojas, Andakas, Vrishnis and Sattvatas, see the son of Devaki and Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as will all those who see him traveling along the road to the city. After all, he is the darling of the Goddess of Fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. So, there's no commentary by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to read the commentaries by the Acharyas. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, the people of Mathura will today attain the bliss of the inhabitants that the inhabitants of Braja had. The eyes of the city people of the Dasharha, Bhoja, and others who see him on the road will become joyful. Or the eyes of the city people and the people on the road will become joyful. Or the eyes of the city people, or the people on the road will become joyful, sorry. Drisha is the singular form of I to indicate species. And Jiva Goswami states, they will see Krishna, the shelter of all types of qualities. By taking shelter of him, those qualities reach perfection. Because he has all qualities in perfection, he produces Rati and even Lakshmi, Sri Ramanam, dear to Vishnu. This is the bold statement. They had heard that he was, in previous birth, the son of Vasudev from Garga. Thus they address him as the son of Devaki. Even Nanda and Yashoda recognize Krishna as Vasudeva's son. Or Devaki can mean Yashoda, as previously explained. Those living on the road and travelers will also see him. Some Sanskrit. Danyasti patiye krishna mito yantam anivarita uva hishanti pashanta swadeham bhula kankshitam mathura nagari puranayanam mahotsava govindavaya vair drishtar Ativadya Vavishyati Konu Swapna Sva Vagyabir Drishtas Tabir Hokshajam Vistaritanta Nayanaya Tashanchani Vartritaha. Fortunate are the people on the path who see Krishna without obstruction, and then their hairs stand on end. There will be great joy for the eyes of mature citizens when they see his limbs. What dream have I seen? With wide eyes they will see him unobstructed with their fortunate eyes. And finally, Sanatana Goswami. The groups mentioned are various members of the Yadu dynasty, though there were others like the Kukuras. These were the main groups. They will see the person who gives pleasure to Lakshmi, Sri Ramanam, or he who gives pleasure to the world by his great beauty. This indicates his great beauty and his attractive dress. He is the abode of all qualities, such as his merciful glance and sweet pastimes. He has appeared in the Dasharatha family, Devaki Sutam. Or Devaki can mean Yashoda, as previously explained. Those living on the road and travelers will also see him. Then there's the same Sanskrit. Fortunate are the people on the path who see Krishna without obstruction. Their hairs will stand on end. There will be great joy for the eyes of mature citizens when they see his limbs. What dream have I seen? With wide eyes they will see him unobstructed with their fortunate eyes. And that's from the Vishnu Purana, that same quote. Okay. Again, Sanskrit. Ajadruvam tatra drisho bhavishyate dashara bhojandaka vrishni sattvatam mahotsava shri ramanam gunaspadam drakshanti ye chodvani devaki sutam. Okay, so omagana timirandasha gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmiditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So I'm just going to, we may go on to the second verse, but let's see how long this takes. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says something very interesting in his first sentence of his commentary. It says, the people of Mathura will today attain the bliss that the inhabitants of Braja had. And I've actually found that quite interesting. Why did I find that quite interesting? Because they're actually not going to attain the same bliss as the residents of Braja. But this is the gopis' projection. Now, why are they not going to attain the same bliss as the residents of Braja? Can anyone figure that out? No, there's, yeah, that's good, but there's more. Yeah, the Vasudeva Krishna, but there's four items of bliss that they're not going to experience. Yeah. Rupa Manjari and you said Leela Manjari. I mean, so anyway, so the four items are, he has this wonderful intimate pastimes, such as his, that's Leela, childhood pastimes. He's endowed with devotees, surrounded by devotees who are intimate. And he plays his what? His flute. And he has an excellence of beauty which is more attractive than that of the other manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because as described, all the other, let's say, expansions of Krishna, Eti Changsa Kalak Pumsam, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, they're all expansions of Krishna or plenary parts of Krishna. And as I mentioned many times before, it's one of my favorite topics, they're all the same. I mean, Krishna in Vrindavan, in every sense, he's the same person. Advaita Chuta Nadi Rananta Rupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovatam Cha Veda Ishu Durlabhama Durlabhama Atma Bhakta Ugopindamadi Purusham Tamaham Pashami. But he manifests different aspects of his personality in different places. Just like we're talking about Lord Nrsingadev, half man, half lion, of the supreme manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he manifests certain aspects of his personality. And, you know, there's specialty. There's anger. And, of course, compassion in relationship to Prahlad Maharaj. And then you have Matsya and Kurma, Varaha. These are all certain aspects, but Krishna is Stu Bhagavan Swayam, the full manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed in Vrindavan. And outside of Vrindavan, as was mentioned, he's Vasudev Krishna. And even in Vrindavan, when he's killing the demons, he's killing the demons as his Vasudev expansion. Because that's not an intimate relationship. So anyway, so I wanted to speak a little bit about the qualities other than the 60, the four qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're only manifest in the Krishna avatar in Vrindavan. So I wanted to read some of the other qualities of Krishna that the residents of Mathura will actually experience. So the first one is beautiful. This is from the Nectar Devotion, of course. Let's start with the six qualities of Bhagavan elaborated by Parashara Muni. So these are the six basic qualities, and then they're elaborated on specifically by Srila Rupa Goswami. There's beauty, strength, renunciation, intelligence, fame, and riches or wealth. Those are the six basic qualities. That's why Krishna is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full or complete in opulence. Bhagavan. So here's the list of Rupa Goswami, which is really interesting. Beautiful features of the entire body. Marked with auspicious characteristics, that is, on his transcendental body. 3, extremely pleasing. 4, effulgent. You know, he has the Brahma Jyoti. And, of course, Krishna is so effulgent that it's described when he actually tries to steal the butter, he's able to light up everything. And of course, the gopis, the elderly gopis, think it's due to his jewels, but it's actually his transcendental body. He's strong, ever youthful, a wonderful linguist. Of course, it's described that he learned when he went to the ashram of his spiritual master, Sandabhani Muni, he learned all the languages of all the creatures, the birds and the beasts, and was able to speak to them. Of course, he knew it before. He could speak in any language. How many languages are there on the earth? Maybe millions of different languages and subgroups of languages. So he can speak all these languages. 8, truthful. Now, sometimes you'll find that he's not truthful. So sometimes you'll find a little contradiction between some of these pastimes and other pastimes, because sometimes it's very tricky. Like Krishna said it, that he will not interfere in the battle of Kurukshetra. Yet what happened when a grandfather Bhishma was attacking Arjuna? Krishna interfered. So he told a lie. So these qualities, sometimes they're manifest, sometimes they're not manifest. Talks pleasingly, and sometimes he speaks in a very harsh fashion towards the demons. 10, fluent. 11, highly learned. 12, highly intelligent. I mean, some of these are just basically the same thing, but just different aspects of the same description. 13, a genius. So you got highly learned, highly intelligent, and a genius. Artistic, 14. 15, extremely clever. 16, expert. 17, grateful. 18, firmly determined. 19, an expert judge of time and circumstances. 20, he sees and speaks on the authority of the Vedas or scriptures. 21, pure. 22, self-controlled. 23, steadfast. 24, forbearing. 25, forgiving. 26, grave. 27, self-satisfied, atmarama, and also aptakama. 28, possessing equilibrium. 29, magnanimous. That's interesting. 30, religious. Dharmam dhisakshat bhagavad pranitam. 31, heroic. 32, compassionate. 33, respectful. 34, gentle. 35, liberal. 36, shy. 37, the protector of surrendered souls. Kuntiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. 38, happy. 39, the well-wisher of devotees. 40, controlled by love, especially by Srimati Radharani, and that's one of the qualities of pure devotional service. It's the only means of attracting Krishna and controls Krishna. 41, all auspicious. 42, most powerful. 43, all famous. 44, popular. 45, partial to devotees. 46, attractive or very attractive to all women. 47, all worshipable. 48, all opulent. 49, all honorable. 50, the supreme controller. 51, changeless. That's actually very important because the there's two varieties of Mayavad philosophy. One is called Vivarta and the other one's Parinam. Vivarta means that the absolute truth is an illusion. And therefore, we are all the absolute truth and we're an illusion, forgetting that we're the absolute truth. And the other variety of Mayavad philosophy is called Parinam. There's a transformation of Brahman. Brahman doesn't get transformed. Actually, we have Shakti Parinam. Shakti Parinam means that the Lord's energy becomes transformed. For example, in this material energy, there's the pradana. The Lord glances at the pradana. And because the Lord glances at the pradana, he impregnates the pradana with all the living entities. And actually, the pradana, which is the unmanifest stage of the modes of material nature, manifests this material world by the Lord's glance, aikshita. But the Lord is changeless. The energy of the Lord is described as endlessly mutable. Just like we see according to the time factor, everything is changing. You can't step into the same river twice. Every day, you know, things fall apart. Entropy. So, all cognizant. 53, ever fresh. 54, Satchidananda, possessing an eternal blissful body. 55, possessing all mystic perfections. 56, he has inconceivable potency. 57, uncountable universes generate from his body. 58, he is the original source of all incarnations. Of course, that's Krishna. 59, he is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. And 60, he is the attractor of liberated souls. And then we went over the other four qualities that Krishna manifests only in Vrindavan. But the gopis are actually projecting their understanding of their interactions with Krishna and their sight of Krishna and their appreciation of Krishna upon the residents of Mathura, but the residents of Mathura will not be able to see Krishna in that same intimate way as the residents of Vrindavan. So, actually, I want to go ahead to the next verse, because this next verse actually inspires me a lot, because it involves how Akrura, in spite of not having bad intentions, committed an offense and got cursed. And that's, you know, that's really interesting. And it reminds me of Mother Saatchi, that she actually blamed Advaitacharya for Visvarupa taking sannyas. And she said Advaitacharya, and it wasn't like she didn't have ill intentions towards Advaitacharya, but she said, you know, Advaita is what? Advaita. He's like two-faced. And so because she said that, then later on when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving love of God to everybody, guess what? You can't have love of God because you committed offenses against the Advaitacharya. So I wanted to read this next verse because I was actually inspired. So sorry that we're reading two verses today. I apologize. Maitad vidyaskarunasya namabhud akrua ijetad ativa daruna yosavanasvasya suduhitam jganam priyat priyam nishyati param advana. So the translation is, he was doing this merciless deed should not be called akrura. He is so extremely cruel that without even trying to console the sorrowful residents of Braja, he is taking away Krishna, who is more dear to us than life itself. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, in this verse, the gopis curse Akrura. It is not proper for a person like this to have the name Akrura, not cruel, because he is extremely cruel. His name should be Krura. He does not promise that he will bring Krishna back again to those who are suffering. Sudukitam, those who are nearing death. This Akrura will be committing the sin of killing people of Braja. He is taking Krishna more dear than our life, far off where we cannot go. So, yeah, just a short commentary by Jiva Goswami too. Since iti means etad, Sridhar Swami does not say iti etad in his commentary, or as in the usage, ityevam adi, the phrase it etad is permissible according to the example of go bolivarda. He is most cruel, that person is so, whom they cannot even mention because of his cruelty is taking Krishna. Or that person whom we see over there is taking Krishna. He does not even console the people by saying, I'm taking him and will bring him back to you. He should at least give some general consolation to the people, Janam. What to speak of consoling us weak women? The addition of su, very, in su dukitam indicates that very soon he will be responsible for the death of women. Thus, he is very cruel. Kim na veti nishan shoyam anuraga param janam yanaiva makshnor alanam na yash yanyatra no harim. Does this cruel person not know about people having great love? He takes away our Krishna, who is joy for our eyes, to some other place, and that's from the Vishnu Purana. Therefore, his name should be Krura, not Akrura. Or he should not have the name Akrura or any other name with a similar meaning. So as a result of what Akrura has actually done, I should, we don't have much time, but I wanted to read also the Krishna books on these two verses, the Krishna book statements on these two verses written by Prabhupada. The gopis began to imagine the great functions of the city at Mathura. Krishna would pass through the streets, and the ladies and young girls of the city would see him from the balconies of their respective houses. Mathura city contained different communities known as Darshara, Bhoja, Andhaka, and Satvata. All these communities were different branches of the same family in which Krishna appeared, namely the Yadu dynasty. That's the first verse, 25. Actually, there's more. They were all expecting the arrival of Krishna. It has already been ascertained that Krishna was the resting place of the goddess of fortune, and the reservoir of all pleasure and transcendental qualities was going to visit Mathura city. And then 26, the gopis then began to condemn the activities of Akrura. They stated that he was taking Krishna, who was more dear than the dearest to them, and who was the pleasure of their eyes, who was being taken from their sight without their being informed or solaced by Akrura. Akrura should not have taken so, should not have been so merciless, but should have taken compassion upon them. So, here's the story about Akrura in a nutshell. So this, of course, involves the whole story of the Shaimantaka jewel. Shaimantaka jewel was given to Satrajit by the sun god. He was a devotee of the sun god. The sun god was very pleased with him. And Krishna wanted the jewel, and he refused to give the jewel. And he gave it to his brother Prasena. Just very quickly, the story. He gave it to his brother Prasena. Prasena took it with him when he was on a trip. And Prasena got killed by a tiger or a lion. And everyone started to accuse Krishna of stealing the jewel. And Krishna, in order to save himself from this defamation, of course, there's some story in the Puranas that Krishna looked at the moon during the Chaturmash, what is that? Ganesh Chaturdasi. And so anyone who looks at the moon during Ganesh Chaturdasi will have his reputation spoiled. I mean, there's this story, side story from the Puranas. So anyway, so Krishna went out to find the jewel, and he found that Prasena had been killed, and the jewel wasn't there, and the jewel had been taken by... ultimately by Jambavan, who killed the tiger. And Krishna actually went in, found the jewel in the hands of Jambavan's daughter, Jambavati, and he fights with Jambavan and gets the jewel back, and he also gets Jambavati as his wife. So then what happens is he basically gives the jewel again to Satrajit, and Krishna goes away, and Krishna is visiting the Pandavas in Hastinapur, and as he's visiting the Pandavas in Hastinapur, there's a plan to actually take the jewel away from Satrajit, and that plan is being enacted by three different personalities, two of which are devotees and one of which is not a devotee, that's Kritavarma, Akrura, and Satadanva. Satadanva was not actually a devotee, but Kritavarma and Akrura made this plan, and Kritavarma became subjected to these evil activities because he had close association with Kamsa. And Akrura became subject to sinful activities because he had close association, not close association, because he offended the gopis. So he became involved in sinful activities. He lost his sense of judgment because he actually offended the gopis inadvertently. So that's why we have to be very careful about associating with devotees or possibly committing offenses, even by not properly respecting devotees. So we have to be very, very careful about that. Otherwise, at least we lose a taste for hearing and chanting, and at most we actually become involved or attracted to sinful activities. So the point is, this Satadanva was not actually a devotee. He actually wanted to marry Satyabhama, and he had this animosity towards Satrajit. So eventually he kills Satrajit right in front of the women of the palace, and Satyabhama's there, you know, just like creates a whole scene. And, you know, Satyabhama's, you know, really upset about this. Interesting story. It's in the Krishna book. We'll read about it later on. Satyabhama's really upset. And because Krishna's not there, she has Satyajit's body preserved. And Satyabhama goes to Hastinapur to bring Krishna back. Krishna and Balaram return. Satyadanva, who had killed Satyajit, is very much afraid. First he goes to Kritavarma and says, you know, please protect me. Kritavarma refuses. He goes to Akrura. Akrura refuses. And Satadamba leaves town, and he gives the jewel to Akrura, and eventually he's killed in Mithila. Krishna chases after him. And anyway, and Akrura, just feeling real guilty about the whole thing, goes to Kashi, because he's just like guilty, you know, even afraid of Krishna at this particular point. And everyone in Dwarka knows that Akrura has left. And the reason they know that Akrura has left because there's some superstition that wherever Akrura is, everything will be auspicious, and there's signs of inauspicity in Dwarka at that particular point. So Krishna calls Akrura back, comforts him, and he knows that Akrura has the Shyamataka jewel because Krishna is all-knowing, he's omniscient, and also because Akrura is doing all these sacrifices and he's utilizing mounds of gold every day. You know, it's obvious, you know, mounds. It's described, many mounds of gold every day. And Krishna actually forgives Akrura. But he had to suffer because of this offense. And he says to Akrura, you should actually give this jewel to... So Satyabhama is pregnant at that particular point. So you should give this jewel to Satyabhama's son, who's going to be born. And Akrura becomes forgiven. So anyway, I just wanted to point out the danger of inadvertently even offending Vaishnavas. You know, you could do it by neglect, what to speak of by action. And I did mention the story about Sachimata, and I'm sure there's other stories like that where, and I can't think of any of them right now, where people offended Vaishnavas inadvertently, and they had to suffer because of that. So one has to be very, very careful. So, anyway, so any questions or comments? Yes.
So if Akrura offended the gopis in the course of his fulfilling the desire of the Lord to go to Mathura and his place in the Leela, like...
Yes, it's interesting.
How could he have done that without offending the gopis? And then it just seems very disturbing.
Well, what the gopis said in these verses, he should have consoled them. And said, I'm bringing Krishna back. If you remember what we read previously, he basically ignored the gopis' sentiments. You know, had he consoled them, then it would have been a different story. He could have not only consoled them, but explained that this is Krishna's plan. You know, this is what Narada Muni told, you know, Narada Muni told Kamsa. Krishna's parent, you know, he could have gone through a whole description, but he didn't. He ignored their sentiments, and that was the mistake. That was mentioned previously in the verses we read today, that he didn't say, you know, bringing him back, he didn't console them. It's just like ignoring their sentiments. Without empathy,
without discussion, without... I'm sure I've done it hundreds of times. I mean, like, it seems to be...
Yeah, without considering other people's feelings. Yeah. Actually, that's a very good point. Thank you for mentioning that. Many of us do that. We just push through a particular agenda and not consider the persons. Persons are more important than the agenda. Actually, very important point. So... any other questions? Yes. Cole. Six of four qualities when he's interacting with his intimate devotee. I mean, the extra four qualities. Sorry. When he's interacting with his intimate devotees in Vrindavan, then those four qualities are manifest. But outside of Vrindavan, he doesn't manifest those qualities. I mean, sometimes you see these Hindi films and Krishna's playing a flute outside of Vrindavan. He doesn't play his flute outside of Vrindavan. He doesn't have illicit relationship. Of course, you can say Kubja. Anyway, a little exception there, but that's a little bit different. She's not married to anybody. So Krishna doesn't have those same sorts of relationships. And outside of Vrindavan, generally, people are aware that Krishna's the Supreme Personality of God. Not everybody's aware, of course, as described when Krishna entered Mathura. Some people saw him as death personified. Some people saw him in different ways, according to the most lovable person, according to their particular approach to Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. I really wanted to read that first, because I thought I really wanted to make that point. Yeah, just dealing, seeing our most important activity is the loving exchanges between devotees. Priti lakshanam. Jai, Shri Shri Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda ki jai.
Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Kandar ako vidamaniya vishesha shobha.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutanai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Saraswati Deve Gurvani Pachyamane Nivasesha Shunyamadeva Shachadeva Chaitanya. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Jiva Sati Golata Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Shivasare Gaurakta Vrindanaya Sri Shaktitana Prabhanityananda Sri Advaita Gajara Shivasare Gaurakta Vrindanaya Nityananda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sade Golakta Vrinda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sade Golakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare, Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna rat, agalokkennanu. Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Osuteta Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chandanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Seko Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan.